The unrest that's sweeping through Arab nations apparently has China's leaders nervous. Recently, they've been cracking down on critics. That's the background for a controversial new policy that was recently announced by one of China's top universities. The policy allows school officials to identify and offer consultation to, among others, students with radical thoughts or eccentric lifestyles. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
Peking University likes to think of itself as China's Harvard. One of its previous presidents said the university should promote independent thought. Here's a thought from one of its seniors about the university's new policy to target and consult students it deems to have radical thinking.
I believe it's awful. And in my articles, I compare these environments with Nazi Germany and Stalin Russia. And do you know the novel 1984?
He says it's like Big Brother is watching. He asks that his name not be used. He hopes to study abroad next year. And he knows what happened to a friend of his a few months back. When the friend said it was a good thing that imprisoned pro-democracy activist Liu Xiaobo won the Nobel Peace Prize, Peking University pulled his scholarship. A political science professor named Zhang Ming at nearby People's University is similarly derisive of Peking University's new initiative. He says, it's intolerable. Students should be radical. New ideas should be explored. He says, Mao Zedong, for all his talk of revolution, was never really interested in new ideas, just in his ideas. And the current leadership, he says, are of that tradition. Peking University's Student Affairs Office declined to be interviewed about the new consultation policy. It pointed to a statement it put on its website, which says its intention is to show love and care to every student and help them grow in a healthy environment. A graduate student in international relations, Lily, tells me in a cafe on the edge of campus that she kind of believes this.
The university just want to, keep every student sort of safe, because if you speak something improper, maybe you will have trouble, being invited by the officials in China's security administrations or those kind of things. So I think the university just want to protect its students from being involved in something improper, which will harm their future.
For instance, she says, she and other students were told last month not to go to sites where an anonymous internet user had told Chinese to gather to start their own Jasmine Revolution. That never really took off. Authorities responded to the call by flooding the areas with hundreds of police, roughing up and threatening foreign journalists who had come to see what might happen, and afterward, detaining dozens of lawyers and other civil rights activists. Joshua Rosenzweig, head of research in Hong Kong for the Dui Hua Foundation, which documents and advocates for political prisoners in China, says this has been the biggest crackdown of its kind he's seen in 9 years of doing this work in China.
The issue that's, I think, the most disturbing is that increasingly we've seen activists simply disappearing without any hint of legal procedure. One of the reasons that's so disturbing is that without the cover, the protection of a legal process, there's a great fear that these activists are being subjected to torture as a way of intimidating them.
Which several Chinese civil rights lawyers say has happened to them in the past. The latest disappearance this past weekend was of a well-known former Chinese foreign ministry official turned spy novelist and Australian citizen, Yang Hongjun, who was also known to be critical of the government. The party's reasoning is that what China needs most is stability. It has charged several of its critics with attempting to incite subversion of the state. Lily, who has applied to join the Communist Party, says she's okay with the idea that free expression needs to take a back seat to social stability.
Freedom of speech or freedom of internet is something that China now does not have the kind of situation or precondition to develop. Because if we really let the internet to be freed, then it will hurt our economic development.
She says that's what her professors tell her, and she believes them. In this, from the party's perspective, she's a model Peking University student, part of an elite group being groomed to lead the country without a radical thought in their heads. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.